don't mind hanging back. You're jamming my frequencies.
It was already dark, and all the people were in bed.
Do you know what time it is?
It was midnight.
Well, it is a little late. But come in.
When the clock strikes 12...
What the hell is happening?
What the hell's happening?
Come on, you guys. It's way past your bedtime.
You needed a laugh. We all needed a laugh that night, huh? And, I mean, that's a fine dish. I eat it all the time on my breaks. I mean, the night your girlfriend got raped and murdered, I had a piece.
All right, that was Rick Ulfick's composition, Viper Theme, from the 1987 cult classic, Street Trash. Welcome to the Midnight Holiday here on BFF.fm. I'm your host, Santa Claus. Tonight we'll be listening to the synth sounds of 1980s horror films. The 1980s synth sounds are ever so popular right now, be it the late recognition of the synth sound, or the ever-persistent darkwave scene, or it's just the go-around nostalgic market which plays to the adult generation flashing back on the fads of their youth. Whatever it is, synth music has come to rise. Alright, let's get down to it, shall we? Again, you just heard Rick Ulfick's composition, Viper Theme. That was from the 1987 cult classic Street Trash. Rick would later go on to become the founder of We the World, a nonprofit social change organization. That's a mighty juxtaposition from doing a musical score for a game of Toss the Disembodied Penis to saving the world, socially. And if you haven't seen Street Trash, you should treat yourself this holiday season and check it out. Well, good job, Rick. Alright, up next we have Irina's Theme by Giorgio Moroder. This is from the 1982 erotic horror film, Cat People.
Take a look. There's pieces of three or four bodies in there, probably more buried around.
Oh, God.
I expect Gallier killed them first, possibly as part of some ritual, then fed them to the leopard. We found some others, too, over the years. mostly prostitutes, female runaways, half-eaten, genitals torn out.
But why?
Listen, who knows? Kaye's been in and out of Psycho War since he was 12.
Believe me. Maybe I'm insane. Yes, this is all unreal. Freudstein's house draws me like an infernal magnet and frightens me.
Thank you.
Metaphysically speaking, I killed myself. And using the techniques of the old puppet master, I brought myself back to life.
Why?
That's easy. I want to live forever.
Some extraterrestrials aren't friendly. From New Line Cinema, rated R.
Thank you. Once you've caught the wave, it doesn't matter how you approach it, as long as it's fast and effective. But remember to always leave the blade. Goofy footers are an inferior breed. Real surfers lead with their left foot forward. Now, where are the biggest waves in the world found?
Waikiki?
Waimea Bay.
Correct. Who rules the beaches?
Surfers rule!
Who rules the surfers?
Surfsashi! Surfsashi!
Was John McKellen with the opening titles to Surf Nazis Must Die. not necessarily of the horror genre, but kind of more of a sci-fi action comedy dystopian exploitation film. I just figured I'd throw it in there. Prior to that, we heard the main title to 1983's Extro by Harry Bromley Davenport, who coincidentally directed the film as well. And right before that, we heard Richard Band's theme to the 1989 movie Puppet Master. Richard Band has scored over 70 movies, most of which are of the B-movie horror genre. Richard comes from a crazy film industry family. His father was Albert Band, a prolific director and producer behind such films as Castle Freak, Robot Wars, and Dracula's Dog. His brother Charles Band, behind such movies as the Ginger Dead Man series, Evil Bong, and the classic Trancers movie. What a family. All right. Prior to that, we heard the theme to House by the Cemetery by Walter Rizzotti. And of course, we kicked that all off with Giorgio Moroder's Irma's theme from the movie Cat People. All right. Of course, you know you're listening to BFF.fm. This is the Secret Alley's Midnight Holiday Show. I am your host, Santa Claus. And tonight, we're listening to the synth sounds of 1980s horror movie music. We're going to continue this with the main theme to Chopping Mall by Chuck Cyrano. So, without further delay, let's listen to some more music.
As far from here as possible. West. We saw some lights in the sky. Maybe not everything's lost. Maybe there's still some place where we can start a new life.
Blöd vorgekommen, so wie ich angezogen war. Aber nach 10 Jahren Knast kann man nicht modern gekleidet sein.
Thank you. I can leave this place. Why couldn't you?
Because an object of mine, the origin of my power, must be removed from the keep and hidden in these mountains and kept safe from people here. And from anyone who may come here. It must be done by someone I can trust, like you.
Suppose what your faith has said was essentially correct. Suppose there is a universal mind controlling everything, a God willing the behavior of every subatomic particle. Now, every particle has an antiparticle. Its mirror image. Its negative side. Maybe this universal mind resides in the mirror image instead of in our universe as we want it to believe. Maybe he's anti-God.
Find them and kill them. Put it on the air! Find them and kill them.
11:55, almost midnight. Enough time for one more story. One more story before 12. Just to keep us warm.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground dweller.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
Thank you.
Shit, what we're doing here, it's crazy.
If you've got an alternative to what we're doing, we'd be happy to listen to it.
I got an alternative. Yeah, I got an alternative. Let's get in that old whirly bird there, find us an island someplace, get juiced up, and spend what time we got left soaking up some sunshine. How's that?
We could do that, couldn't we?
were real. I know they were real.
What? Who?
The demons. I made an incantation. An incantation. And they appeared. Little demons.
Superstitions and voodoo rites research?
You know perfectly well that the work I'm doing is very important. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't.
I don't give a damn. I don't want to stay on this island one more hour. You won't be happy until I meet one of your zombies.
Take a long ride.
Mm-hmm. Mommy and Daddy and you and Willie will be on the road for 3 days.
Yay!
Come on, Kevin. Let's go.
One more day, and we'll be away from it all.
One more day doesn't seem so long after 20 years.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. There's no surprise, you're slipping away.